This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. This week's parasha, Parashas Bechukaisai. In Bechukaisai Teleichu, if you go in the Chukei HaTorah, the Torah guarantees, the Torah's Maftiach, all the brachas. And if not, Chas V'Shalom, all the klalos. Yedua, it's famous, Rashi. Rashi brings from Chazal, what is Bechukaisai Teleichu? What are we referring to? Which chukim is the pasuk referring to that brings us all the brachas? And chas v'shalom, if you don't keep those chukim, it brings us all the klalos. Zok Rashi, that when it says bechukaisai teilechu shetiu ameilim b'teira, it's referring to the chayk ameilus b'teira, toiling in teira. Toiling in Torah brings all the brachas. Chas v'shalom in b'chukaisa le'teilechu, you don't toil, you're not amel b'Torah, it brings all the klolos. There's an interesting Teiras Kaihanim. In b'chukaisa le'teilechu shetiu amelim b'Torah, shteit in Teiras Kaihanim, Teiras Kaihanim writes, melamed Shakodesh Bachu Misave Shiyu Yisrael Amelim Batayra. Rabbeinu Shloilam desires Misave. Rabbeinu Shloilam desires we should be Amel Batayra. So not only do we find here in the Torah Haftachas, guarantees for Atzlacha and Bracha if you're Amel Batayra, Chazal also tell us the Rabbeinu Shloilam desires misave, very strong lashon, very strong language. The Rabbeinu Shloilam misave shiyu Yisrael ameilim b'Torah. Interesting. Im b'chukaisai, if. It should say b'chukaisai teilechu and I'll give you bracha. Im seems like a question. Im, if. Stated as a fact, b'chukaisai teilechu, and then you will get bracha. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Taka Darshins, the Gemara says a pshat in the im b'chukaisai teilechu. Zok the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says ein im ela lashon tachnunim. It's a lashon. It's a language of begging. In b'chukaisai teilechu, Rabbeinu Shem's begging. Betzach rachamim. He's begging. Please, Yisrael, shetiu ameilim b'Torah. So Rabbeinu Shem desires, and he begs. That's how important ameilus b'Torah. Shtel zachfor, if someone comes to you, and he begs you, and he begs you, that he wants something, you give it to him. If it's your father, you for surely respond to the begging. Tatin Himmel Rebbeinu Shloilam is begging. Betzach Tachnunim, he's begging that we should be Misamel Batayra. This is how important Amelus Batayra is. All the brachas come from it. It's the Rebbeinu Shloilam's desire. And the Rebetzach Rachamim, the Tate Nimel Bet Rachamim. I want you to be Amel Batayra. And could be part of why the Rebbeinu Shloilam's Misave and part of why the Rebbeinu Shloilam begs is not only because it's such an important thing, but because all the brachas come from it. And the Rebbeinu Shloilam Tate Nimel will. He wants to give us the brachas. He wants to give us good. So that's also probably nichlal. It's also included in why the Rebbeinu Shloilam is misaveh and why the Rebbeinu Shloilam begs. As we later on in the shir, Mitz Hashem will explain a passage in Akdamis that it's pretty clear that that's the yesod of the Rebbeinu Shloilam's rotzoin. It's not only amelus b'Torah because of the chashivus of what Torah and Amelus Batayr is, but that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to give us. The Rebbeinu wants to be native, and he knows, and he's telling us that all the hatavis, it's not limud, but amelus. Not only limud, you need amelus. And then you get all the brachas. Is misaved Rebbeinu Shloilam desires and begs. The question is why? Why is it amelus, all the brachas? No amelus, all the klalas. Was is schlecht a mensch lernt on amelus? He's learning, spending all day long learning. For them, kriegt man klalas. For that alone, a person deserves to get punished. He's mekayim all mitzvahs. He is learning. Why is it amelus? If he doesn't have it, it's a make it or break it, so to speak. Amelus, brachas. Not amelus, klalas. Efshe kemen zogin, that it's not possible to keep all the mitzvahs on amelus, maybe. Maybe the yesod of everything is amelus. Because if not amelus, then it's a mlois ishmu. Mensch is not amel, person is not dwelled, he doesn't dwell into Torah. Puts his whole self into the Torah. It's going to be very hard to keep all the mitzvahs. There's so many nisyonis. There's so many tests. There's so many distractions from the outside world. The only remedy to stand strong and taka remain an adherent yid to be shema teyah mitzvahs is hamelus b'Torah efshe. But Rabbi Sai, it seems that Amelus is the Ikkah. Even in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but the geder, the tzura, the way Torah has to be learnt, it needs to be by Amelus. It's not a maila, it's not an attribute on how Torah is learnt, but that's how the essence of Talmud Torah really is. Yesod of Talmud Torah is Amelus. It has to be with toiling in Torah. Every morning we make a bracha, Bechasa Torah, Asher kitshanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu la'asik b'divei Sayra. The Taz in Arachayim Sivim Mem Zayin explains, la'asik connotates, it's mashma, that it's not just that you learn. Lasik means to dwell, to be completely involved, both with time and with the person. He involves himself completely in it. It's not just to lilmaid, it's lasik. Asher kitshanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu lasik. Mashma, that it's not enough just to learn the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The actual basic mitzvah Talmud Torah is lasik. Sfardim make a bracha al divrei Torah, needs to be explained maybe in a different time, in a different shir, maybe in a more of halacha shir, why they don't make the bracha lasik, but they make the bracha al divrei Torah. But it's clear from this taz that we don't make lilmaid, but rather lasik. The mitzvah is lasik. It's not enough just to sit and learn. I want to share with the Eidlam an interesting medrash. The medrash says, in Kehelis, Aleph Dalid, the medrash Kehelis, Bikshu Lignais Sefer Kehelis. The Chachamim wanted to put away, to hide, to bury the Sefer of Kehelis. What's wrong with Kehelis? Why do we have to rid of Kehelis? Listen to a lashon of Chazal. Sheyesh bo minus. Minus is apikusis. It has apikusis in it. What kind of apikusis does Kehelis have? Let's listen to what Chazal call apikusis. Terrible! There's a terrible apikursus in Kehelis that we had to be goinus. We had to bury and rid of the sefer. Why? Because Shlomo HaMelech says, "Ma'yisrael le'adam v'chal amaloi." What gain does a person have from all his toiling in this world. And the implication is that there's no gain from toiling in this world, even if you're toiling about Torah, even if you're toiling in learning. This, Chazal said, is kfira. It's minus. Well, Chazal said, we're not going to bury it because we could fataych and we could explain what Shlomo HaMelech meant. Anything which is worldly, no point of being amel. There's no reason, there's no gain to toil. But what's Torah? It's not tachas hashamesh. It's greater than that. Yesh Yisrael. And of course, you didn't always sing the famous song, Ma Yisrael La'adam. Aber bei Malay Shel Torah Yesh Yisrael. There is a Yisrael. My question to you, Rabbi Yisrael, how is this apikusis? By saying Amelus of Torah, there's no Yisrael. He's not kaifer in a mitzvah. He doesn't say there's no reason not to learn. He's not kaifer in Talmud Torah. Why is the kfira in Amelus at Torah already called minus that we had to hide Kehelos? And you see from here that that's Keilu you kafir the whole mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's muchach from Chazal that if a person will come and say my Yisrael ba'amel at Torah, it's kafar in one of the mitzvahs at Torah, one of the main mitzvahs at Torah of Talmud Torah. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis, Adam li amal yulad. We are brought to this world. We are created to toil. Says the Gemara, which toiling are we talking about? Which amelus are we referring to? So Gemara says, do we mean amelus, business, life, difficulties of day-to-day living? No, we mean amelus peh, of the mouth. Amelus of the mouth. Where is amelus of the mouth? Now, of course, when you know you're in business, you know there's an amelus apeh throughout the day. Every 2 seconds, you jump to your phone, you have an amelus apeh. But the Gemara says we're referring to Torah. There's a halacha that Torah has to be bepeh. That's a whole machlokes and rishonim. If there's a din peh that you have to speak out the divrei Torah to mekai in the midst of Talmud Torah. Beis Yosef, the Gayin, either there's halacha of higayin, which means that you could think Torah in your heart and you're ready to kayim the mitzvah, or maybe there's halacha of peh that you need to speak out to kayim the halacha of Talmud Torah. The Gayin paskin higayin. As long as you think Torah, you're ready yotza. Beis Yosef seems to say that you need peh, that you need to speak it out. Many achrayim say that if a person is saying chedushim, he's mekayim. What happens if he's writing chedushim Torah? What happens if he's thinking chedushim Torah, writing? You have ksiva kedibur. What about thinking? Is hiru kedibur that you should try to speak out as you're learning, because there is clearly, according to all shitas, definitely an inyan of peh in Talmud Torah. True, Pashtus, where we hold that you could be even ma'ayin in Torah, you're still mekayim Talmud Torah, but there is a din, there is halacha of peh in Talmud Torah, and the Gemara explains that that's the omel that we were created for, amal peh. Amal peh means amal peh of Torah, amelus in learning. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kfat peh. Moshe Rabbeinu, they call it a stutter, but it was difficult for him, whatever it was some speech impediment. Kfat peh was difficult for him to talk. The Ran asks an interesting question. The Ran in Drush Lishi, in the Drashas Haran, we know that a Navi needs to be a Shalim Begufay. A Navi needs to be complete. He can't have any boom, any flaw. The Rambam gives the reason for this, because the Rabbeinu Shalom can only be Masher Shchinasai Al Dover Shalem. It would be a pagam that the Shechina would dwell, the Shechina would talk through the mouth of someone who is not complete. He had to be a Adam HaShalem, a complete person. The question is, if a Navi needs to be Shalem Begufay, the biggest contradiction to this is Av HaNaviim, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a Kfat Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu had a speech impediment. Moshe Rabbeinu had a mum. How could there be a halacha that a Navi can't have a mum when the Av HaNaviim had a mum? And why would it be that way? A punt, Moshe Rabbeinu, who his whole Aveda was with his peh, with his mouth, he should have a problem, kvad peh, that he can't talk. Zabderan, says the Ran, this was done by design. There was a reason for this. The Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted that Moshe should be a kvad peh, that people later shouldn't come and say that he was an orator, he was a tremendous speaker, and he was able to convince the masses to believe in the Rabbeinu Shloilam and in Torah, even though there was nothing really there. It was the Koyach HaDibur. It was Moshe's speech, his power of convincing, that made everyone believe. So the Rabbeinu Shloilam made him a kvat peh, and we can't attribute it to Moshe's ability to convince the masses, and it had to be that Teiras Emes and Teiras Min HaShemayim. The Malbim Al Derech Zera, along these lines, but a little with a little different twist, the Malbim says, we know that the Rabbeinu Shloilam gave us the Torah through Moshe, Shechina Medaberes Miteich Reinei. Maybe Moshe embellished? You know, every ois in the Torah has meaning. Every ois in the Torah is Misinai. And there's droshes and droshes, tili, tilim of halachas that are learned from every ois, from every letter. Maybe Moshe just added a word here, like every speaker. They polish it up, it should sound good. Mela, Moshe was a kvat peh. He wasn't a speaker. And therefore, it proved, and it gave us reassurance, that everything that Moshe said was Shechina, Medaberes miteich greinei. I've always wanted to say a pshat, and I've shared this with many Rashi Yeshiva, and I've always brought a smile to their face when I told them this pshat. I think it's a meridik pshat. Maybe, Efshe kemen zogin, that Moshe was a kvat peh, because since Moshe's avoda was to teach Torah with his mouth, and Chazal tell us the way we just read from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tesem Beis Adam Liamul Yulad Amal Peh, that there's a din of Amelus to speak it out. Person sits back and he thinks, much more Amelus if he talks and he says and he says. So Moshe Rabbeinu needed to have the ultimate Amelus Bepeh, that it was taka difficult for him to give over. It was taka difficult for him to say the Torah, to say the shiurim that he gave. And with this, he was mekayim amel, amelus bepeh. Adam le'amel yulad. The question is, we know Chazal tell us that all mumim, all the blemishes, were healed by matan Torah, l'chayre Moshe included. So how are we saying a pshat that Moshe, when he taught the Torah, he had to have a kvat peh, he had a mum, chayru all the mumim healed. Bnei Yisachar in Igud Pirka Ois Kuf Samach Vav addresses this question, and he says, how do we understand the Ran that Moshe had to have a mum in his speech in order to say that he wasn't a good speaker, but all the mumim got healed by Matan Torah? Says the Bnei Yisachar, Ken Zayin the Ran doesn't hold that Moshe was healed. Maybe the other Mumim got healed, but Moshe not included. The Bnei Sanskrit then quotes a Zohar. Zohar says, Moshe Yadaber, Melikim Yanenu Bekul Bahir, which implies that Moshe, when he said, Anoichi Hashem, when he gave over the Aseres Hadibris, it was with clarity, and he didn't have this impediment. Sap Digger the Pirka, we have to say the Ran and the Zohar, they can't go together. It's a Taka Machlaikas, the Ran and the Zohar. Efshek Kevin Zogin, maybe, that Bishas Matan Teira, meaning Kabbalah Satayra, Bishas, the giving of the Aseres Hadibris, was called Bayer. But then again, later, right after Matan Teira, for years, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching the Teira. For 40 years, he was teaching the Teira. Then the impediment re-ramped itself. It came back. Maybe, it's possible, we find even the Mumim of Klal Yisrael came back by the Eagle. It was just that moments of Kabbalah Satayra by Maimon Har Sinai where all the Mumim were healed. Either way, it's clear that there's a sugya called Amelus, and the Amelus is Mechayiv, that even the talking of Teira, it has to be Amel Peh, everything in Teira, every part of it, the thinking, even the speaking, everything is Amelus, 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 Amelus. Every detail of the mitzvah requires Amelus. Azei Fashteich, the Sugya Rabbeisai, heard from the way we're bringing. Amelus is not only to toil to understand the Pshat. Amel Peh is even in the way you give it over and the way you say it over. Oichet Avzayim Amelus. Val Teira Muzhaben Amelus. Teira Meit Amelus. Das ist Teira. Teira, it's not a condition, a Tanai. It's not a Maila. It's not an attribute. That's Talmud Teira. Talmud Teira means Teira Bamelus. And therefore, every part of the Talmud Teira, every chelik of the mitzvah, Higayin, working hard to understand, and then the dibur, the speaking, even that needs amelus, baldas haste, tairis bamelus. The question is, why and where do we know this from? Why is there no pasuk, Rabbi Yisrael? The Torah has to be learned by Melus. Pasuk says, Vishinantom, doesn't say to learn, it says, Vishinantom levonecha. Doesn't say tilmedu, it says, Vishinantom. What does the word shinun mean, sharp? Chazal fataych, shihei divrei Torah, mechudadim beficha. Needs to be sharp, which means that you got to be clear. It's got to be sharp in your mind, which means if someone asks you, you shouldn't be evasive. I'm not sure. No, klar. But you still don't hear the word amelus. Vishinantam levanecha. Good. I'll be sharp. I'll get it right. But who says I have to have amelus? I'm very smart. I have a great head and a great memory. Where do you see the word amelus? People will tell you it's from V'hogisa ba yoyim of a layla. The word hegyayim just really means mind, thought. Goyin, we just learned this. It also means to be diligent constantly. The Gemara in Menachas Daf Tzadik Tes from the base says that how do we know you have to learn day and night? V'hogisa ba yoyim of a layla. Still, the word amelus, the magic word of Amelus that we're searching for, don't find it in the Torah. And all of a sudden it comes up here, in Bechukosai, if you're in the Chukim, it's Amelus B'Torah, and if you don't do that, you get all the klalas. Can you tell me where it says I have to have Amelus? That now all of a sudden, when it says, if you don't do the chukei ha-teira, it must mean amelus ba-teira. Vushtet, as medav homen, where does it say it? And why doesn't it say it if it's true? Yes, Adam la'amu yulad. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. Chazal tell us la'amu amelus ba-teira. Good, but why is it not in the Torah? There should be a tzivui, a pasuk in the Torah. Instead of the word vishinantam, which means Talmud Torah, to be sharp, it should say v'amaltem. It should say that we have to be amal b'Torah. Give us the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and the way we're learning that this is the ikar in its ikar form. Teach it to us in its ultimate chiyuv, and that is amelus. It's not in the Torah. Why? Bothered me this kash. I've asked many Gedolei Yisrael, Hayitachen, why? If Amelus is the spitz of Talmud Torah, if Amelus is the ultimate in Talmud Torah, if Amelus is the structure of the mitzvah, this is what the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is, it's through Amelus. It's not just learning, sustain, it should say it. The pasuk should have clearly, when teaching us and delivering to us the mitzvah and stating to us the mitzvah, it should have been with the language that connotates, that's mashma, amelus. Efshe Rabbeisai, and maybe as we continue working on the sugi of Amelus of Torah, will become clear and clear. Maybe there's no other hechatimtza of being able to be kaina Torah. There's no other way to achieve in Torah without Amelus. And Amelus, the chiv is Amelus. Since Vishinantam Levanecha means that you should be Mishunin, it should be clear in Torah, and you should know Torah. On Amelus, it's not possible. And therefore, inherently, in the Chiyuv to know, and the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, which is to know Torah, means Amelus. Let's talk about this a little bit more. There's an interesting pshat from the great Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Shmuel Razavsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Bechukai say Teilechu. Why does it say Teilechu when it's referring to Amelus Batayra? We all know the Pshatim from the Harachayim, the famous 42 Pshatim. Shiv Reb Shmuel said another Pshat, and why Teilechu is the Lashon that the Torah uses for Amelus. Chukaisai, Amelus Teilechu. Teilechu means to go. Means to move, to be on the move, so to speak. Why does it say Teilechu? Zakar Shiva Reb Shmuel, an Adam is called a Hailech. Nasati Lechem, Mahalchem Ben Achayim. Min is a person that goes. A Malach is an Eimet. Stands in its place. It can't steig, it can't go up. It is what it is. Teilechu, if you want to go, to grow, if you want to move upwards, if you want to travel, so to speak, upwards, in Aliyas, in Madregas, it's only through Amelus Batayr. In Bechukaisa, if you're Amel, then you'll be a Teilechu, Vishteigen. You'll keep on going higher and higher. Oibnisht Vishtein, you'll stand in your place. Vizbleiben Azoi. Amelus Batayra is the only way to steig. Amelus Batayra. Is the only way to grow. The Bar Ber, great Rosh Hashiva, the Bechashmul, was a Goyin, famous, he was very, very smart. Very sharp head. when he talked with people in learning, or he talked to his Talmidim in learning, and he asked a kasha, and the person would give him a teretz off the cuff, kalachiyad, quickly. The barbel said, he would tell him, I don't want to hear. I don't want the teretz. Could have been a charifus. It could have been a very smart teretz. The barbel said, ona melis sinish teirich vilis nisht. Listen to the pshat. Maybe it's a nice pshat. There's an expression, Yiddish, a blik. Came into his head, a blitz of a teretz. The barber said, das heisish teira. Teira means amelus. And if it's not amelus, then it's not teira. And if it's not teira, I don't want it. I don't want a nice teretz. I don't want a geschmacket answer. I want teira. I want an answer of teira. Teira means amelus. When we make a seal, the famous tefillah that we say at the siyum, Anu amelim umikablim schar, v'heim amelim v'einu mikablim schar, anu ratzim v'heim ratzim v'chule v'chule. We all know the lashon of the tefillah, the nusach, that we say when we make a seal. Anu amelim v'heim amelim, it's yadu from the Chafetz Chaim of Pshat. What does it mean, Anu amelim umikablim schar? They don't get reward when they're amel, when they work hard. Is that true? They only get paid if they don't work? If it wasn't hard labor? Because it's amelus, it's hard, it was difficult, so they don't get schar? Of course they get schar. And usually the harder the job, the more you get paid for it. What do we mean, Anu amelim, we Yidden, in Taira, we're Omel, and we get Tzchar, while the Goyim, the rest of the world, the outside world, they don't have this tremendous gift that when they're Omel, they get reward. But it's not so. What does it mean? So the Chafetz Chaim said, with a beautiful mashal, imagine you walk into a shoe store and you gave the guy the shoes and you tell him, please fix my shoes. Come back 2-3 days later with your ticket. Here, I came to pick up my shoes. I'm sorry I couldn't fix it. But your bill is, and he gives him the bill for the shoes. So you tell him, what are you talking about? You didn't fix it, so that's it. You're not going to get reward just for the labor if you can't fix the thing. Now, of course, we know the mechanic is not that way. I don't know. We have to got to work that out. But I'll upon him, pashtus, in most jobs, you don't get paid for labor if you can't fix the object. So that's the pshat. Heima meilim. And they don't achieve the result. Eina mekab mishar. Mashen kein ayid. In his amelus batayra, in his amelus batayra, even if he doesn't achieve the ultimate goal, he didn't get the job done, so to speak, but for the amelus alein, for the fact that he was amel, that he toiled in taira, he gets schar, he gets reward from that. Famous pshat from the Chafetz Chaim, Alaves, everyone knows this pshat. I belong... question this pshat. Was meint us? For two questions I have. The first question I have is, how could it be Anu Amelim means we toil, but we didn't achieve the result? The Gemara says in Megillah that if a person comes and says, Yogati v'loy matzasi al tamin, there could be no such thing. You're haravin learning, you're miyageya learning, and you didn't achieve the result. Can't be. Yagatu matzasa. It has to be that way. You're miyageya. You'll achieve. You'll be matzliach. You'll steig. What did the Chafetz Chaim mean when he says it's possible to be amel yet not to come to the result and still get schar. Was meint das bechlam? Was tut mit der Gemara Megillah Vava Mebeis? What do you do with that Gemara? Inherently, in the Lechayr, there's a Mishnah. It also has to be addressed. The Mishnah says, Layalecha ligmar hamalacha. It's not your job to finish. Your job is to do. And it's referring to Torah. Not everybody's able to accomplish, to reach the final hatzlacha, but you tried. And for that, you get reward. Le'alecha ligmar amalacha. So you see clearly that it's possible to learn and not be matzliach and not come to the final result. Efsher. We can answer that there's two things. There's understanding the sugya, and then there's retaining the knowledge. The Gemara actually in Megillah Davvav and Beis, and that Gemara says Avla Suki Shmaitza Siata Dishmaya, to be able to contain all the knowledge. That's a gift from Shemayim. That's not your Yegiyah. Yagato Mitzasa, which means you toil, you'll understand the pshat. But to be able to come and say I retain everything. Not always does everybody zeicha to that gift. And maybe that's what the pshat of Anu Amelim Umekablim Schar for the Amelis doesn't mean that you're not going to achieve understanding. You're not going to achieve retaining, and still yet you get the Schar. Rabbi said, what bothers me is a different question. Why are we Bechlal talking about Schar? Are we so prone and driven by Schar? Have we not learned in the Mishnah in Avos? We're not supposed to be kavadim and mishamishes harav. Perikal of Mishnah Gimel altir kavadim mishamishes harav. L'manas kabel pras. You're not supposed to talk about reward. You're not supposed to be driven by reward. So why are we being mishabeach? The fact we're praising, we're happy, we're thanking that Rebbeinu Shleilam. That what anu amelim. What schar? Why are we talking about schar b'chlal? Reward. Das hakut tekasha. The Mishnah in Avos Vayta in the end of Perikei lefun tzar agra. According to the toil and the difficulties that are in the learning agra, you get reward. The Rambam says levima shetitzdayu yescharecha. You get reward. Again, al tir kavadim and mishamishim sarav. What reward? Why are we talking about reward? Welcha reward? Why? Why is that such a big issue? A yid learns Torah to get reward. We all know Torah is an inyan called Torah lishma. Lishma means for reward. Best me fragen akasha. You'll ask me akasha. The whole parsha tells us reward. That if you amil b'tayra, you'll get all the brachas. What? So that's reward. So b'chlal the kasha is on the pasuk, on the parsha, on the whole parsha here, we could ask this kasha. Why are we so driven by the brachas if you're not supposed to want reward? You amil b'tayra. You know what the tayra should say? B'chayse teleichu. Great. Oh, you want reward? You shouldn't want reward. So the Rambam says, the Rambam Alein, the Rambam himself asks his kasha, in Hilchus Tshuva, Perik Tes Halacha Aleph, he says, you'll ask me that B'chukayse Teleichu means that if you keep, and if you learn B'melus, you'll get reward. I Schab Hayal Meleka. Zak the Rambam, there's two types of Schab. There's Schab reward for what I've done, that you're not going to get in this world, because there's no way to repay that. Nothing that we can get in this world could pay up for this. There's no currency in this world that could be shava equal to what the schar of the mitzvah. But reward, that you should be able to have a situation where it's easy for you to learn, where it's easy for you to keep the mitzvahs, that you'll get. The Rabbeinu Shleilam sees your efforts, and he comes to help to make it conducive for you to learn and to daven. Azelant and Rambam. That these are all not brachas reward, but brachas. Hashem is there siyata d'shmaya to help you. Right? I don't understand. Is not amelus b'taira that you should toil not only in the learning, but whatever's around you, and all the difficulties, the lack of parnosa, and all the strife and struggles of the day, that's all part of the amelus b'taira. The Mishnah, the very famous Mishnah, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah tells us, Pas ba melech teichal, umayim bam surat tishta, v'alaretz tishan, v'chayi tzar tichye, uba teirat amel, mesils yisharim learns, because of all the difficulties, darum and darum, all the surrounding difficulties in your situation, and you still learn, atadas is ba teirat amel. What do you do with the Pasha? The Pasha's up nitazeh. The Pasha is up that the Rabbeinu Shleilam, if your Amal Batur takes away your Amelus, he makes it easy, he gives you all the brachas. Rambam, okay, it's not the schar of the mitzvah, good. But it's definitely trying to make it easier for you to learn, but that means you're undoing the whole Amelus. The whole point was to be Amel and have the difficulties and learn off of PK. If you were able to reach a madrega that you're almost batera, I'll make it even more harder for you. Like this will be almost more. You reach a certain one madrega of amelus batera, I'll tighten the knots, I'll tighten the bolts and make it even more hard and more hard. Pas bamelach, I'll give you a piece of bread. You'll have more difficulty. And then it's ashrecha beilam azeh. Now you got a reward. The reward is that you don't have it, not that you do have it. Amelus Rabbeisai. We need to understand what Amelus is. We think Amelus means mind, concentration. No, Amelus is with the difficulties of the day, with all the Nisyanus Achayim. To be able to lock it all out, to block it all out, and sit and learn and concentrate. Amelus, as we say, is the ikir of Yadus, the ikir of Talmud Torah. But what is Amelus? It's important for every Yid, knowing how important Amelus is. Knowing that this is B'chukai Se'telechu. Knowing that the Rebbein Shul is Mesaveh. Knowing the Rebbein Shulim is Meschaneh. Knowing that that's the ikr of Talmud Torah. Yes, we have to sit down. What is Amelus? What is our chiyuv? The basics. Amelus, yes, to work hard in the Gemara, in the Sugya, to understand. But there's also an Amelus of blocking the whole world out. The phone is a stira to the whole Amelus Batayra. Amelus Batayra is to block the Chayitz Al Tichya. It's to not pay attention to what's around you and be Asuk, completely dwelled into the Teira Amuk Batayra. The Yitzhara found a way how to bring the Tirdus into the Gemara, how to bring all the Bilbul and all the distractions right into the Gemara. There was a time and a place where a Yid knew out of the Besmedrash was Chayetz Atichi and all the difficulties and all the problems, and he had a place to run into the Besmedrash. Today, the Yitzhara figured a smart way how to bring all those tirdas right into the Besmedrash, right into the guy's Gemara that he's learning. Amelus is to block that all out. Not to check the phone to see, oh, someone's calling, maybe it's that. That's also Amelus. It's difficult. It's difficult to be to lock everything and focus. Seichet Amelus. But we're still left with the kasha then. What schar are we talking about? Anu amelim umekablim schar. What schar? Why are we talking about schar? Why is that such an ultimate gift that we get schar? That's something we shouldn't even focus on. Vas meit anu amelim umekablim schar. Beisai mir dachzach. The pshat in Anu Amelim Kabam Schar. And I believe that this is what the Chafetz Chaim actually meant. Das alein is the schar. That itself is the reward, the Amelis. We're not talking about to be given a reward for Amelis. The Amelis itself inherently is the greatest reward. But the das the gres the schar. Biggest reward that a Yid has. He has something so special. Something so megachtazagin, delicious. Baharevna. Zizis vitzuka. Zizis vitzuka. He has the greatest reward in the world is the Amelus itself. Don't have to be given anything for the Amelus. The Mishnah, Schar Mitzvah, Mitzvah. The Schar, the reward of a Mitzvah is a Mitzvah. First, we talk about Schar. What does it mean, Schar Mitzvah? Mitzvah. Steht in Svarim. That itself is the biggest Schar. The greatest reward that you can have is that you have the Mitzvah. Hastach da Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is the greatest Tainug, the greatest pleasure to eat is a Mitzvah. The Teir is the same thing. Anu Mamelim. The Gra in Evan Shleima tells us, Mesikus HaTaira, to taste the sweetness of Taira. That's why you work hard for it. You work very hard for it. Arbeit schwer, Amel. Taira doesn't come easy. Life is difficult. Learning Taira is difficult. Aber the Zizkeit kommt. The harder it is, Ashrecha v'toivlach be'eilam hazeh, v'toivlach le'eilam haba. Anu ameilin, kam schar, we get schar, velcha schar. Greatest gift that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us. Ameilus ha'teir alein, the fact that we have this tainuk, this very special gift that brings us such enjoyment. But das is the schar. Goyim, the more difficult, the more harder it is for them. By us, the more difficult, the sweeter it is. And that's the schar we're talking about. You know what they say? People learn in yeshiva. It's a big part of the goal of a ben Torah in yeshiva is amelus bat Torah. From this week's parsha, we see that it's universal. It's every yid. B'chukaisai teilechu is not particular. It's not targeted for those that are sitting in yeshiva all day. How does the balabas, how does the average person who works, where is his amelus batayra? How does it shtelze, yiddish akman shtelze chaysayn amelus in it? How does it come out, his amelus batayra? Let me share with you a meidig kliyaka. Kliyaka says, b'chukaysay teilechu is amelus batayra. Why? Why chukaysay? Why is the word chukaisai the word used to define and describe amelus batayra? So the Arachayim Kiyodua has pshatim on it. The Kleokas is an interesting pshat. Chukaisai, chayk. Chayk means it's set. Kiveya itim latayra. Chayk v'layavim. Chaykli Yisrael. What was the whole idea of Chaykli Yisrael? Kesidram. Every day he had his allotted portion of Torah that he had to read. Und das heißen Chayk. It was the rule, and you couldn't pass. You had to do it. Chayk v'layave. Zakta klayaka b'chil kaysai. Chayk v'layave. Kaveitim is also an amelus b'tayra. Every day, not to miss, not to come late. Das heißt b'chil kaysai amelus. And that's universal, even for those that are not in yeshiva. If they have a seder, make a seder if you don't have one. And if you have one, keep it every night. And if you do keep it every night, come on time every night. Don't miss a minute. Chayk v'liyav, and then that's called amelus b'tayra. Zakta klayakar, now we understand why the schar is v'nosati gishmeichem b'itam. I will give the reins that you need b'itam in their proper time. Zakta klayaka. Zakta klayaka. Why is this the reward of b'chukaisai kaveitim la taira? Pashit. Because you're kaveya itim. So the Rabbeinu Shleilam is v'nasati gishmeichem b'itam. You keep your times, the times allotted. You're makbid on it, I will give you your reins in its proper time. There's a lashon of a sifri. You do yours, I have to give you rein. A lot of times people come to business in the morning and they're waiting for the business deal and they're thinking, why is it not coming? It's why is it coming later in the day or later in the week and it's not on time? And the answer is, you be on time. When it comes to Yisdarim, you don't miss. You are like a soldier. The Rabbeinu Shalom will also return in the same vein. Maybe with this we can say that's why it says Teilechu. Why Teilechu? Because we're referring not in the Beis Medrash, but Teilechu to the person who is traveling out. He's on the road. Kaveitim Latayra. That's called an amelus. That might even be harder. Sometimes when a person's in the Beis Medrash, it's easier. You're there. When you're on the road, when you're traveling, and who knows where you are, sit down. Be kaveitim latayra. Don't miss yizdarim. Teilechu b'chukaisai amelus v'nasati gishmeichem b'itam. You know, Rabbi Isai, there's an interesting Yisoid in the Olam HaTaira called Teira Lishma. It's based on a Mishnah called Teira Lishma Zeich L'Dvarim Harbe. The ultimate goal is to learn Teira Lishma. Nefesh HaChaim says, what does Teira Lishma mean? Teira L'Shem HaTaira. Which means it's not for reward. That's why we're talking about it tonight. It's the opposite. Not for reward. People say, "Chlal olam haba, nisht olam haba." Al tir kavod demam sham shesarav lekabel pras. Torah daf men lernen. You have to learn because Torah is special. But there's an interesting nefesh achayim in his pirkei avos ruach chayim. Kol alay me Torah lishma l'shem ahavas haTorah. Lishma means l'shem haTorah. L'shem ahavas haTorah. It's a very key word, ha'isofa, that he adds to Torah l'shma. L'shma, yes, for its sake, l'shem ahavas haTorah. Medrash Tanchuma says, Pashas Noyach, v'haftus Hashem alikecha, that's Torah. How is v'haftus Hashem alikecha Torah? Only one who loves the Rabbeinu Shleilam could really learn Torah Shebal Peh, because it's difficult. Very hard to learn Torah. It requires a lot of amelus. Amelus is a proof that a Yid loves the Rebbeinu Shleilam. When you see someone amal b'Torah, there's a love. Deep in this person's neshama, he loves the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And he loves the Rebbeinu Shleilam's word, which is the Torah. And because of that, he is driven. He is driven. Regardless of all the difficulties that entails, he is driven to learn Torah. Maybe this is the Mekar Rabbi Isai of Amelus Bat Torah. Amelus is inherently the only way to learn Torah. Chazal tell us that the Luchos Rishonos were given in a way that if you learnt it, you're fully accomplished. You learnt it, you got it. It didn't require any amelus. Luchos Shniyos came with Shikchas HaTorah. You had to forget. And once you forget, you had to relearn it, forget and relearn it. It came with amelus b'Torah. The second luchos were given that the only way to learn it is with amelus. Luchos Rishonos, before Egel, Chazal tell us clearly, a person was able to quickly. The second luchos require v'gisa v'myayinu v'layla, to toil and to work. If not, there's no other way to achieve it. There had to be what you got to Matzos. It had to be that way. There's a beautiful pshat from Rav Shimishkop. Shiva Rav Shimishkop, Shayosh Nagdama. Moshe Rabbeinu got rich from the second luchos. Psalacha from the sawdust that he carved the second luchos. Why? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu given riches by the second luchos? Zok Rav Shimishkop. By the first luchos, you were able to learn. You were finished. You got it. You knew it. You were able to go to work for the rest of the time. There's plenty of time to do both. But by the second luchos, it came with Shikchas HaTorah. There was no time. You had to constantly learn and learn and learn and learn. So a person could come and say, so where is the parnasa? What do I do? And the teretz is, the Baishan will take care of you. With the second luchos came psalacha, that you should be able to have parnosa, you should be able to have what you need to feed and sustain yourself. Amelus could be Rabbi Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shleilam wants to see this Avon. The Rabbeinu Shleilam wants, I'm looking to see if you take a love, if you love the Rabbeinu Shleilam, if you love his Torah. Amelus is the test. The first luchos, the Baruch Hashem gave it to us. The second came with a test. It came with an assignment. Do you really love the Rebbeinu Shleilam? Do you really want the Torah? We did the Egel. We have to prove ourselves. After the Egel, the Baruch Hashem wants us to prove ourselves. Do you really, really want? Want means amelus. Do you really want this? Life is going to test you. Do you really want? Those that really want to learn withstand all the difficulties. And those that don't, they'll find excuses and they'll fall away. It takes, and that's what the Tanchuma is saying. Torah requires Avas Hashem. Have to have Avas Hashem. And maybe that's why inherently in the Egel, our Avas Hashem was tested. It came to question. There was a question, why did you do the Egel? Aluva Kala Shazinsa. A lot of love in Kapala Satayra. Chasim Kala. You did something with the Egel that contradicted that love, that contradicted that Ahava, that chasen kala of the chasen, the Rebbeinu Shalom, the kala, Klal Yisrael. You brought into question the Ahava. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave you the Torah on a second time. The Luchos Shniyos needed to be with a proof, constantly proving that Ahava. And the way to prove it is It'll be hard, and you'll do it anyway. There's a lashon of a medrash. Medrash says that the Torah itself comes and begs the Rabbeinu Shalom, I want to be by this person. Why? He shows amelus. He shows he loves me. I only want to be by someone who loves me. Amelus batayra rabbeisai. Amelus batayra. Amelus batayra is the ultimate proof of avas Hashem and avas atayra. And the Torah wants to be yogato umatzasa. Why? Because the Torah wants to be by the person that shows how much he really loves the Torah, the Rabbeinu Shalom and his Torah. If you look in the Akdamas, we say something interesting. Tzvi Chamid the Rogig. The Le'eim B'le'usa Tzalusim B'chein M'kabel V'hanya B'yusa. What does it mean? Tzvi v'chami v'rogig D'li'el b'lusa Tzlaisim v'chein v'kabel V'hanya b'yusa. The Rabbeinu Shalom Tzavi v'chami desires, like we spoke from the Teiris Kayanim. Rabbeinu Shalom desires Tzvi v'chami v'rogig D'li'ein, that we should dwell deep, to be oimik, to be omel in his Torah, to put ourselves completely into his Torah. In response to, if we do that, what is the Rabbeinu Shalom going to do? Tzlusayim b'chein mekabel v'hanya b'yusa. The Rabbeinu Shalom will accept our tefillas and answer our tefillas. We started this year that b'chukai say teilechu means your amel b'toyra. The Rabbeinu Shalom is misavim for this. He desires it. And if you do it, you get all the brachas. And maybe that's why the Rabbeinu Shalom desires it, because he wants to give you all the brachas. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants to give you all the good in this world. He created you. He brought you to this world, so he should give you the good. Bet derachamim. He begs of you. It's his tziv chamed. It's his desire to give you the good, and therefore he desires that you should learn his Torah, Ba'amelus. There's a very famous Mishnah. Asei Ritzayna Kidei Shiaseh Ritzaynecha. You do his will, he'll do your will. Many learn that that's what it means here. You do the will of Hashem to learn Torah, Ba'amelus, he'll do your will by answering your tefillos. But that's deeper than that. And that is that if you learn Torah, Ba'amelus, you will get all the good. So the Rabbeinu Shalom Sviv Chamid. The Rabbeinu Shalom desires that you should be Ma'ayin in Torah and Amel Ba'Torah, so you should be able to get the good. And the Rabbeinu Shalom should answer your tefillas, because the Rabbeinu Shalom created this world to be Meitiv. But after everything we've said, I'd like to go one step further. Nasa V'Nishma is the ultimate of Amelus Batayra. Nasa V'Nishma means I'll do it. I won't ask any questions. I will be Chayk Li Yisrael. This is what I do. I don't ask any questions. I could do it. I can't do it. I'm doing it. Nasa V'Nishma. The way we explain, that's love. Nasa V'Nishma is the ultimate expression of Ahava, like the Tanchuma says. That's Pshat L'Chayr in the Gemara, that the Rabbi Yisrael says, Mi Gila Raza Lebanai. You're my son. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sir. There's a lot of love in Torah. Ava Rabba Avtonu Hashem Aleikeinu. Hashem, you love us. And therefore you gave us the Torah. We beg the Rabbeinu Shalom as a father, because there's so much love in the fact that he gave us the Torah. This is a raz, the secret of Ben. The ultimate in Ahava is Torah Bamelus. That a person learns Torah Bamelus. The Aftos Hashem Olikecha, only one that loves is able to learn Torah Bamelus. Rabbi Shem says, there's Ahava. Kabbalah Satayra is Ahava. It's all about love. Tremendous Ahava. I give you, I answer a child who comes to ask. And there's love. He gets whatever he asks for. Could be, it's not about Rotzoin, you do the Rabbi Shem's will. He'll do your will. If you're close to the Rabbi Shloilam looks at you and says, "You're my child. Was du betz mein Kind, elch dir geben, I'll give it to you." The ultimate love, the Yid to the Rabbi Shloilam, and the Rabbi Shloilam to the Yid, expresses itself in the Amelus HaTaira. And at that moment of ultimate love, you can ask for whatever you want. Itaycha Ahava, Haben, the child, gets what he asks for. If you abel b'tayra, you can ask for whatever you want. Chayni amagel. He tells the Rabbeinu Shloilam when it should rain. He tells him for chayni amagel. He's dictating to the Eibishter, rain, not rain, yeah, rain, not rain. V'nosati gishmeichem b'itam. And with this I'll end, Rabbi Yisai. Tzchei ramei rasa kasha. What do you mean gishmeichem? Your rain? Your rain? Nosati gisham in ba'aretz. If you amal b'tayra, I'll give rain in the land. What's gishmeichem b'itam? So the Sifri actually says Gishmeichem Eretz Yisrael v'leichutz laretz. You could somehow get rain in Israel, and the rest of the world might have famine if you're amal b'tayra. Gishmeichem Eretz Yisrael. Tzrei Amar says a gevaldige pshat. Gishmeichem, you own the waters, you own the rain. It's all yours. Gishmeichem, and he says, what's the pshat? Taira is water. And Taira Lamayim. You learn Taira, the waters are yours. It's all yours. V'nosati gishmeichem be'itam. Atata. And he loves his child. He gives it all over to the son. He's the boss. He can say what he wants and do what he wants. And he gets what he wants. Tzlusan b'chein mekabel. Mahanya b'yusa. I wish you all Shavuos Chag Kosher v'Sameach, Shemekabel Teira be'Ahava, the love of the Rebbeinu Shlem you should feel in your learning of Teira.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.